Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading, and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get right into it. This isn't fun. Don't even want to do this right now. Well, I'm happy to host my show, but I don't want to keep talking about losing. The Yankees lose another game, 6 in a row, series. The Mets lose. I don't know which one is more embarrassing, honestly. They're both bad. I just think about us, WFAN, Yankee fans, Mets fans, how a week ago we're talking about first place teams, Subway Series, World Series. Who's better, the Mets or the Yankees? Can't beat the Red Sox, can't beat the Tampa Bay Rays, can't beat the Angels. Can't beat the Braves. I mean, where do we start? Do we go Mets or Yankees? Doesn't matter. You want the good news first or the bad news first? It doesn't matter. Good news, the weather broke. Bad news, the Yankees had to play another game. You wish it got rained out, postponed. Maybe play a doubleheader tomorrow, have better luck. Good news, the scoreless streak ended. The scoreless streak had to end. Oh, but the losing streak, bad news, the losing streak continues. And good news. The Yankees held a players-only meeting. Oh, bad news, Aaron Boone said that didn't happen. That wasn't really a thing. That the guys talk all the time. There's no such thing as like a players-only meeting, closed-door meeting. Like, yeah, they talk all the time. Shout out to Randy Miller. Because Randy Miller reported that. But Randy Miller is also the same guy that told us, like, the Yankees weren't going to come close to offering Soto. Remember that? It was like the Blue Jays, Red Sox, whatever. Shout out to Randy, though. Randy being Randy. What else? Oh, good news. Ben Rice. He has another position. It's confirmed. Ben Rice started his first game behind the dish as a catcher. Oh, bad news. We wasted another good start. Yarby did what he could. Bullpen did what they could. We blew it again. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. It is super frustrating. I find myself in my living room wondering, like, why I care so much. I find myself in my living room staring at the TV, yelling at the TV at little things like, I don't know, a ball hitting Trent Grisham's foot, or Trent Grisham trying to lay a bunt down but can't, and then Trent Grisham weakly popping up, and that's how he gets out. I don't know. This is a bad one. They're in a bad one. I look at Aaron Judge, like, how does Aaron Judge go from being all world, breaking the game of baseball, to, like, now just being reduced to, like, they're not intentionally walking Judge now. They'll face him. Just, he's neutralized. It's incredible. So, I don't know what they need to do. Players-only meeting didn't work or didn't happen. And they do hit two solo shots tonight to get back into the scoring, but it's not enough. And ultimately, Anthony Volpe, come on down, bro. We can't protect you anymore. There's nowhere to hide. You're the whipping boy tonight. Just come get these lashes. These fans are mad, and they're all calling for your head. And, yeah, ultimately this game came down to, it wasn't lost on this, but it came down to Anthony Volpe booting that ball, TaylorMade double play ball, let that ball eat him up, can't make the throw right in front of him at second. Run scores, and that's the difference in the game. And I knew, I swear, right after that moment, I looked at the box score. I'm like, okay, Dominguez is coming up. Volpe just...
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Had his last at bat, and I'm like, this is going to come back around. It's going to end on Anthony Volpe. You know, they were able to find the stats of, like, how many sliders Anthony Volpe is seen on first pitches. They were able to find how many times Anthony Volpe swung on the first pitch. Somebody call me up and tell me how many times have we seen the Yankee game end where Anthony Volpe makes the final out. A lot in the last 3 years. And I hate to say it, man. As much as one of us, we love Anthony Volpe, this is looked at as a make or break year, and we're getting closer to break than make. Despite the doubles, the homers, the runs batted in, the Jeter jump throws, like, these things stand out more where the fans get really loud. And I know the fans don't matter as far as, like, what the Yankees are going to do, but the fans are getting loud now. That's a tough one tonight. Volpe's got to shake it off. These guys got to dial it up and lock in and get focused. Like I said, little things like interference, can't lay a bunt down, taking the bunt. Why are we taking the bunt off? Boone talked about it. I'm like, I don't care. He's like, oh, they were playing the bunt aggressively. They've been. Like, I tipped my cap to Ron Washington. I was saying last night, I'm tired of tipping my cap to the Angels. And I'm trying to figure things out with the Angels. Are there Angels in the outfield? Oh, well, I heard, you know, they're undefeated at Dodger Stadium and Yankee Stadium, so maybe they just play up to their competition. They swept the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine. They just took three from the Yankees in the Bronx. Do not let them sweep a four-game set tomorrow. 888-808-1019. It's corny. It is trash. It is dumpster juice. It is garbage. It is whack. Because when 7:05 comes, you just want to sit down and relax. When 7:05 comes, you just want to watch the New York Yankees. Bam, bam, bam. You just hope that they break out of it. And you know what? They're doing a great job with Hope Week. But I've got no hope in them shaking this off. I don't know what it's going to take. Golden thongs. Someone got to come in with a horse head. They all got to shave. Now they can all grow beards. Do something. Do anything. Boone, please, I beg you, if you got to yell, if you got to flip a table, I don't care if you got to grab a guy by his throat, do something to just shake the room. Cashman, trade somebody. Trade somebody. And I know, relax, they're still in first place. But like, bro, like that only lasts for so long. Like, it's not just that they're losing, it's how they're losing. And the lead that they had in first place. It's dwindling. Tampa is 1.5 games back. And if you see anything from that game tonight with the Baltimore Orioles, the Orioles are trash. But you know what? Guess who's coming to town next? The Baltimore Orioles are coming to town next. And the Yankees got to figure this out. They got to get right. 888-808-1019. Good news and bad news. You know, good news. The Mets lost as well. But we can't even enjoy the Mets losing. We can't even enjoy the Mets being the Mets. The Mets got to overcome their own demons. You know what I'm saying? I remember I said about the Mets, I'm like, they've got their own issues and own curse of being the Mets. Juan Soto doesn't fix that. Money can't change that. The Braves are still very much the Braves. And after you blew that game last night, you kind of knew you set yourself up for a Chris Sale masterclass. Brian Snicker, what were you doing? Let that man finish that game. We wanted a Chris Sale complete game shutout. He wasn't going to lose a 5-run lead, 116 pitches. Let him get that last out. It was a Nimmo bloop single. Let him finish the job. What are you saving him for? You're going to have to trade him anyway. Brian Cashman, call up the Braves. Maybe Chris Sale, you know, former Red Sox. The Red Sox traded Chris Sale. The Red Sox traded Rafael Devers. They traded Mookie Betts. They let Bogarts go. They let J.D. Martinez go. Maybe Chris Sale can come help the Yankees. 888-808-1019. How quickly everybody was ready to make Francisco Alvarez the whipping boy last night. Now look at Luis Torrens. Luis Torrens tried to scoop the ball up with his catcher's mitt or his catcher's mask. Can't do that. Can't do that. But yeah, that place still is a house of horrors. Like, you know how rare it is to see a catcher, like, make that mistake? A lot of these catchers don't even have those type of masks. They have the, like hockey-type masks that go over the back of your head. And, like he's got the little face one that he tried to scoop down. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? And, I mean, Paul Blackburn being forced into that position, Kodai Senga's spot, because Kodai Senga is down. Paul Blackburn just came back. He's not stretched out yet. He had a start. He's been coming out of bullpen. He hasn't been great, but, like, he did enough tonight. The Mets couldn't score. The Mets are turning into the Yankees. Just as soon as we're talking World Series and Subway Series and which team is better. And yeah, Paul Blackburn goes out there tonight. And mama, there goes that man, Ronald Acuna Jr. That's tough. Ronnie smacks the first pitch he sees to deep center. Verdugo follows up. Austin Riley walks. And you know what? Like, that game was over in the first because it just was like a carryover from the night before. I don't know if maybe I was feeling that. I'm not a Mets fan. Mets fans, call me up, 888-808-1019. Tell me how you were feeling. It had to just be impending doom. Like, wow, after we blew it last night, this is how we start giving up 3 runs in the first inning? Like that? Like that? They're awarded a run because Luis Torrens tries to pick up the ball with his equipment. You can't do that. Ozuna sack fly. It's 3-0. And, you know, later in the game, they're able to tack on. There was a moment where Ozzie Albies, I think he tripled, and he should have scored on a wild pitch. And then just the way baseball is, he got another opportunity, doubled, got on third, and scored. I think in the fourth inning, he doubled and was able to score. But Torrens was not good behind the plate. Torrens might not be ready for all of this. Francisco Alvarez, you can't quit on yet. He's one of your top prospects, and you're going to have some tough decisions to make with that young guy. And ultimately, it's on the offense tonight. Lindor said, you know, it's hard to win when your leadoff hitter doesn't do his job, something along those lines. And, you know, he's 0-for-4 again, and he's struggling a bit, and he knows he's in it. Yeah, he said, at the end of the day, it's tough to win games when your leadoff guy is not getting on base. And Chris Sale had everything going. That was vintage Chris Sale tonight. Chris Sale threw 53 sliders, 49 four-seam fastballs, and that angle that he comes, you know, I was listening to a broadcast, and they're talking about how when he pitches, there's just a lot of arms and legs coming at you. And you guys know Chris Sale. What I love about Chris Sale, the best story about Chris Sale is when he was with the White Sox, and they had those throwback uniforms, and he comes to his locker, and he sees the throwback uniform, and he doesn't like it, so he takes scissors to it and cuts it up. He's real like that. And he was real like that tonight against the Mets. 888-808-1019. That's a losing streak for the Mets. That is a night where Juan Soto goes 0-for-3 or 0-for-4. Pete Alonso has 3 strikeouts, goes 0-for-4. The offense can't do anything. Torrens, his bad defense with the pass balls, with the reaching for the ball with his face mask. He also does nothing at the plate. And you just can't get any offense going. 5 hits, a masterclass from Chris Sale, and kind of leaves you scratching your head like, wow, we just lost a series to the Braves. I thought this was our chance to go down there and put them out of their misery. Instead, we're breathing life into our nemesis. We're breathing life into a foe here that has haunted us for so many years. The more things change, the more things stay exactly the same. 888-808-1019. This sucks. Let's just talk through it and get over it. And the sun will come out tomorrow. And the Yankees try to not get swept. And the Mets try not to get swept. But ultimately, they lost these series. And it's been a pitiful watch. And it sucks as fans to sit down at night and try to enjoy the game. Forget about work. Forget about the stress of life and other things going on in the world. And then the team stresses you out and pisses you off, and you just end up stuck listening to WFAN and Keith McPherson Show and people calling and complaining all night. We'll get into it.